Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for, Lord, newness this day again to refresh us for our 24-hour walk with you, Father God, day by day. So we thank you. Thank you for your word that brings light, Father God, that brings love, Father God, that brings your quality of life to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, greetings, family. Danita is busy sharing with a visitor, so we'll be doing the word together. Our readings this morning is Galatians chapter 5, and it's verses 13 to 15. It says, "You were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another." Hallelujah. Called for freedom. And we just need to understand the freedom is the freedom to come back to our true family, to acknowledge our free family, hear from them, and then walk in the goodness that is put out for us, because His mercies are new every day. We want to. Our mercy is love in action. We want to wake up to that mercy. We take it to heart. We take it to mind. We apply it in our walk. The armor, I'm speaking about the armor now. He dresses us newly every day. And so there's all different colors of armor, different shapes, but that's what we put on every day, the new dress, a new armor, according to God. With the freedom is walking in tune with your God that has thoughts towards you like the sea sand, as numerous as the sea sand. And that's what you wake up, because that's what you're also going to get tested. The darts are going to come, and that's what you're going to use as your shield, and that's going to be your sword as well. Now, it's not only this newness that we get every morning, it's also old treasures. So, but this is a new growing, a new waking, a new truth to take to heart, new truth to keep in our mind. For not new, it's fresh manner to take to our mind, to use as our shield, to use as our faith, and then to pray for everyone else. So this love is new every morning. He pours His love into our hearts. We ponder it. We take hold of it. Why? Why is that so important? That we're not people that looked into the mirror and saw fresh who we are and how big is the salvation and the beauty of God and our portion in the beauty of God, but it's also too so that we can share it Him with others, and we can overcome the testings. So it's just a wonderful adventure every day with our God, developing on schedule as wise virgins. Think about that as well. That's a kingdom parable. The wisdom we get, the love we get, is there to we fill ourselves up. Our cup is overflowed. But then we have that extra to overflow to others, to persevere, to not miss out, but to keep us this whole day so we don't miss out on enjoying the bridegroom. We enjoy the bridegroom every day. Faith, through faith He comes. The testing is there to help us, and then we're there to experience Him in the day. So be blessed to know that you are blessed, and that this love is new every morning. But this love is not just for yourself. It's for the world. I at one time just used to share it with believers. Looked for believers. But there was times I had no believers around me. And I realized this truth. Why? Because one died for all. Is for everyone. So when we stir each other, when we share these things, we are planting eternal love seeds of God in people's hearts. Or we watering the seeds that already been sown into their hearts so that God can bring the increase. Amen. So be blessed this day to know you have all sufficiency. Every spiritual blessing comes to you new every morning, and you take hold of it, and you love others as God has loved you. So it's a wonderful. It's not so difficult. It's not rocket science. You are filled with love. You can then overflow and share that love with everyone out there as well. And then also remembering just to apply it in your own life, so that you can experience your Savior, experience the goodness of God in the land of the living. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.